Why? It's a lie.
In another packed podgram, the bagpipe and the kilt were invented in Scotland. Millions of buffalo roamed North America. Well, before we killed most of them, leap year happens every 4 years. And a quick bonus one. You should treat a black eye by putting a raw steak on it. Each of these statements, not true. So let's find out.
Why? It's a lie.
The bagpipe was invented in Scotland. Nope. The first thing that you would call a bagpipe, as in having a bag and a pipe, as in the first one, a goatskin bag and a reed pipe, that was in the Middle East. Most likely among the Hittites in several hundred years BCE. Now, should we explain what a bagpipe is? Okay. It's a class of musical instrument. It has an air supply, the bag, and a pipe, also known as a drone. Yeah, seriously, it's called a drone. And you also need a way to get the air into the bag to blow it through the pipes, and that's called the blowpipe. Jim, stop getting so technical! Stop throwing these complicated terms about! But let's continue our story. They expanded from the Middle East, but it took well over 1,000 years for the bagpipe to make it to Italy. The 13th century, to be more specific, then England in the 14th century, and finally Scotland in the 15th century. The first clear reference to the use of the Scottish Highland bagpipes is from French history, which mentions their use of the Battle of Pinky Cleugh in 1547. Whoa, Jim, dinner, you get your knickers in a twist. You may be right about the bagpipes, but what about the kilt? Well, the kilt first appeared in 2700 BCE in Egypt. A couple of hundred years later, it made its way to Crete, and then hundreds and hundreds of years later, like in the 6th century BCE, it was in Persia. It wasn't until around 43 BCE, when the Romans occupied parts of England and Scotland, that the Scots saw that they used this thing. It was called something else, like a lana or something like that, and it was then that the Scots adopted this garment and eventually adapted it into a kilt. Now, the kilt is described as a knee-length, non-bifurcated skirt-type garment with pleats in the rear. Yes, I had to look up what bifurcated meant. Bifurcated means to divide or branch into two. The modern kilt, as in the one you know today, appears to have come to its own in about the 16th century, as the traditional dress of men and boys in the Scottish Highlands of the 16th century. Since then, it's really become part of Celtic and certainly of Gaelic heritage. So you could say that the Scottish adapted the kilt, but to say the Scottish invented the bagpipes, well, that's why it's a lie. Way back, there were buffalo all over North America, millions of them. No, there weren't. In fact, there weren't any buffalo. Wait, what? Yeah, there were no buffalo, but there were bison. Oh, Jim, you goofnut. Buffalo, bison, they're the same thing. Well, no, not really. Buffalo are completely different animals. You can find them in Africa and the Philippines and India. Bison are things that were, there were like 20 million of them in North America, like in the mid-1800s. Yeah, buffalo and bison are only distantly related. All right, then, what's the difference? Well, the buffalo has 26 ribs, the bison has 28 ribs. Okay, come on, no one's gonna even notice that. Maybe so, but we recognize bison as the creature with two horns that point up. The buffalo has joined horns and looks very different. Like a water buffalo. Not very fun fact, I mentioned that there were like 20 million bison back in 1850. By 1889, that's like 30 years later, the European settlers had helped kill all but 551 of them. Now, we don't know how accurate the counting system was back then, so maybe consider that a guesstimate, but holy crap! That's a lot of bison killing. Since then, people tried to keep bison safe as well as raise them for food. In Canada, commercial bison farming began in the mid-1980s. The first census of the bison occurred in 1996 when they recorded 45,235 bison on 745 farms, and that grew to 195,728 bison on about 1,900 farms for the 2006 census. But I digress. Suffice it to say, the bison is no longer on the endangered list. But they are on a lot of menus. Another reason people still confuse buffalo with bison is people were calling bison buffalo way back in 1635. They didn't start calling them bison until 1774. So Americans had about 140 years to get stuck in their ways, which would explain metric. That they haven't because they're the imperial system. Okay, anyways. Then science came along and people realized that the term bison was considered more scientifically correct. But hey, metric is a better system of measurement than imperial, but you don't see America changing to that too soon, as in the U.S. So anyway, buffalo and bison, the same animal? That's why it's a lie. Leap years are needed to keep our modern-day Gregorian calendar in alignment with Earth's revolutions around the sun. That's true. Every 4 years, it's a leap year. Well, that's not true, even though that's what we were told in school. I remember a TV show that explained that each year wasn't exactly 365 days. It was more like 365.25 days. So every 4 years, you had to have an extra day. So that year was 366 days. There. Done. Perfect. But, sadly, it doesn't always work out that way. A year, and by a year, I mean how long it takes the Earth to circle the sun once, is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds. And even that's kind of vague. So not every fourth year is a leap year. 2,000 years ago, we used the Julian calendar, which followed this method. And so over 1,500 years, we kind of got out of whack. We were a bunch of days out. So we switched to the Gregorian calendar and made a few rules. For example, the year 1800 was not a leap year. Neither was 1900. But the year 2000 was a leap year. Why? Well, because the Gregorian calendar takes three criteria into account to identify leap years. One, the year can be evenly divided by four. But, number two, if the year can be evenly divided by 100, it is not a leap year. Unless, number three, the year is also evenly divisible by 400, then it is a leap year. Right? So that means in the Gregorian calendar, the year 2400 will be a leap year, while 2100, 2200, 2300 not, and 2500 not leap years. Does that fix everything up? Well, almost. Ever heard of leap seconds? Well, they're added sometimes at two times, the end of June 30th or December 31st in a year. On average, those happen about once every 18 months. So a leap year every 4 years? That's why it's a lie. Bonus lie? If you ever got a black eye, you should put a raw steak on it to help it heal. Okay, first, gross. Would you eat a raw steak? If the answer is no, then why would you put it on your eye? Raw meat is a great place for E. coli and salmonella and staph infection. A much better idea? An ice pack. It's totally a waste of a steak, too. So putting a raw steak on your eye? That's why it's a lie. Remember, hearing from you is like a party in the middle of the week. If you like anything about this report, please take 30 seconds and give us 5 stars on iTunes. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps get the word out. You could like something on our Facebook page. Maybe tell a friend, especially a young person. Let's make sure the next generation thinks more critically than a generation that goes, wait a second, there is no evidence at all that says those crystals heal me in any way. That sounds like a lie. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.